I just got laid off about 2 hours ago. I think I'm still shocked. Like, I just can't believe that it happened. There were absolutely no signs from the company that it was gonna happen. 9:30, I got a Teams message from my boss asking if I was free, which definitely was kind of weird, but I thought that he wanted to talk about something that we had discussed yesterday. So I was like, yeah, of course I'm free, what's up? And then they dialed me into a video call where my boss was sitting in the office in a conference room with this lady from legal. And they just basically told me I was being let go. I got laid off 2 days ago. Let's talk about it. But first. Oh, whoa. Whoa. I do live in the Bay Area, so I do work in tech. Or I did. So pretty much woke up to an email that was sent out saying we're gonna face a workforce reduction. Oh, it's good. I wasn't sure what was gonna happen to me. But my manager did pull our weekly 101 forward. Let's dip this in here. And in that call was the head of my department, along with an HR lady, probably a script that they, you know, read off for everyone. After a few minutes of ending that call, I was locked out of everything. And now I'm jobless. I'm fun employed.
What is going on, Jets? It's RPM here, reporting from Mobile Command. Gentlemen, do you remember the FAFO file that I did covering the massive layoffs that were going to start? Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Here they are. You see? Those women in those TikToks, they got a quick and brutal reality check. Yeah. You see, women like that, as long as they had their nice cushy job, would be the same types of women who would look down their nose at the everyday average man. Oh, I make such and such in tech. That guy's not good enough for me. Well, what do we have here, gentlemen? We have downsized Dianes and laid off Linglings. And guess what? I have zero sympathy for any woman who gets laid off in this new environment. Why? Because all of the articles that were put out before talking about women can't find quote unquote economically attractive men. Oh, no, 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 ladies. Now you're on the other side of that coin. Gentlemen, do not save women like this. This is the wrong environment to take on some dead weight called a woman. Now, I want to share with you an article that was published on the 18th of January. It's lengthy, so I'm going to chop it down for time. Workers, nope. Scratch that. Let me go ahead and actually put the right word in there. Women are filming their layoffs, then posting them on TikTok. What could go wrong? I'm just going to answer that in one simple word. Radioactive. And I will definitely explain why later. In an era of remote work, some employees are recording and posting their video layoffs and firings on social media. It can be empowering in a lonely situation, but is it wise? Answer, no. Millions of people across social media have watched tech worker, Brittany Pesch, get let go from her job in a video call. On January 12th, Pesch, a former account executive at U.S. IT company Cloudflare, posted a 9-minute video on TikTok. The caption, quote unquote, "When you know you're about to get laid off, so you film it." The video shows Pesch's impassioned reaction as two company representatives she's never met explain she failed to meet, quote unquote, expectations for performance and will be terminated. In the conversation, she defends her work by detailing the positive feedback she's received and probes the company representatives for specific reasons why she's among the workers being cut. The employees on the other line declined to provide any. Ladies, you need to understand something. The company actually does not have to provide you a reason. Why? Because even if they do, you're going to continue to say, "Well, no, it's not fair, blah, 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 blah." You see, once again, welcome to the world of men. As men, we know any day can be our last day at our job. Similar videos are gaining traction among TikTok and X as rolling layoffs continue to impact industries worldwide. In a new twist for the current landscape of work, many of those dismissals happen to workers over video calls in their own homes. An isolating event for a young worker, especially if it's their first layoff. Do you want to know why people are being laid off over Zoom? Well, it cuts down the possibility of someone going postal at the office. Yeah, last thing you need is somebody to go on an absolute shooting spree because they got let go. Some viewers might see layoff videos as transparent and empowering, especially those who can identify with the experience. Comments can also be a place to share work advice for navigating a dismissal. Actually, the comment sections on these videos are nothing more than a big fucking pity party. Yeah, ladies, put your big girl panties on. In Pesch's case, she recorded and uploaded the layoff, quote unquote, so she could share what happened with family and friends. She told the Wall Street Journal on January 16th. But experts caution that turning a layoff into a social media bit of content, however well-intentioned, can have long-term professional implications. I.e., like I said, radioactive. The TikTok hashtag layoffs has garnered more than 366 million views. The spike in interest is hardly out of the blue. The mass tech sector layoffs of 2023 have continued into the new year with staff reductions at Google, Amazon, and other major players since January 1st. Media layoffs also continue to impact thousands. Well, what's being cut? That's right. A lot of jobs that were quote unquote fluff jobs. Speaking of jobs, ironically, my old job, they sent me a text message the other day saying, "Hey, one of our drivers can't make it. Can you please do a run for us?" quickest $100 I made in a day. You see, ladies, it's called having a skill that still makes you valuable. Yeah, being a driver doesn't seem like that's a skill thing. However, since I know the system inside and out, front to back, that makes me incredibly invaluable to the company. Just saying, just saying. For viewers, the videos offer a way to feel less alone in a new world of work, where layoffs now often occur during 10-minute video calls in one's home office instead of the privacy of a windowless conference room. Like I said, they don't want the people to go postal. Pesci's video garnered comments of empathy and support. Quote unquote, "I'm so sorry to hear this," writes one viewer. "I was let go after 7 years of loyalty to a company I worked for." Once again, ladies, we men understand that we are nothing more than a cog in the machine. You, however, have been so overly hyped and overly told, "Oh, you're so valuable. We need you. The company can't run without you." You had your ego stroked. Now, there was a famous quote from General Colin Powell. "Never let your ego get so close to your position that when your position goes, your ego goes right along with it." Far too many women have been so artificially had their ego inflated by their job that, yeah, they simply forgot that everything that has a beginning also has an end. So, yeah, ladies, a lot of you, yeah, you got a serious reality check when you got let go of that job that you thought was so secure. "Oh, I'm just going to sit back, be a tech worker, and blah, 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 blah." Yeah, guess what, ladies? Reality has come. Reality has come. Quote, unquote, "It literally almost killed me," writes another. Quote, unquote, "Companies do not care about you. So might as well put those people on the spot." Once again, ladies, you truly do not understand how companies work, how the environment works. You've been so thoroughly shielded from consequences that now, "Oh, I got laid off. I don't know what to do." Exactly. The video also speaks to the idea that employees are less worried about protecting a potentially outdated standard of professionalism and are more energized around organizing and solidarity in the workplace. For many of these creators, that means holding employers accountable even after they're off the payroll. All right, time to skip down. Post with caution. While the layoff video creators may be justified in their ire, some are urging young professionals to reconsider their approach, even directly criticizing them as naive and unthinking. On X, conservative commentator Candace Owens called Pesci, quote unquote, "young and stupid" after her video went viral. Now, any company that Googles Brittany Pesci will come across this video of her secretly recording the company she was employed at to expose them for doing their job. Unbelievably short-sighted. A company may, no, a company will think twice before hiring a candidate who could, quote unquote, expose the company's inner workings publicly. She says, in ways, it's an extreme form of, quote unquote, opinionatedness on social media that could give hiring managers pause. Gentlemen, that thoroughly explains why I said the one word, radioactive. Yeah, this Brittany Pesch woman, she has made herself completely radioactive. No company's gonna hire her. Fellas, do not save these women. Don't. This is not the environment. These women are getting their reality check. They're getting true equality. So guess what? Sit back, get your popcorn, get your favorite beverage, enjoy the show. Oh, the suffering has started. Am I being a dick about this? Yes. Yes, I am. For far too long, as long as the environment allowed these modern women to have the stank-ass attitude that they had, as long as it allowed them to literally look down their nose at the everyday average man, as long as it allowed them to say, I'm a boss girl, I'm a boss babe, you ain't got enough money for me, blah, 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 blah. They had no problems throwing it in men's face, how much we are, quote unquote, not needed. Now that the environment has changed, a lot of these women are getting their reality check. Now, it's all about trying to make a back alley deal. Gentlemen, if you decide you want to fix a bond or two, hey, that's a decision that you're free to make. Just be careful, though. But understand this. These women are now going to be extremely, and I mean extremely predatory in this new environment. Mm-hmm. You have to be extraordinarily careful in this Western environment, in this new Western society. These women are being laid off. So guess what? In the words of CGA, lawsuits are the new divorce. Be extremely careful. Honestly, in my humble opinion, if you have to get your, you know, pipes cleaned, pay a professional. Pay a professional. Because these normie women out here, they're going to be looking for any way to get themselves some quick cash. And guess what? If you bang the woman, she might come back after you, gentlemen. Just saying. Just saying. Well, I've rambled on long enough. Read the full article. Let me know what you guys think. Have you seen an increase in women being laid off? Put it in the comments section. Personally, I find it absolutely hilarious. Why? Because far too many women had no problems kicking men while we were down. Guess what? As men, we know there are no safety nets. So guess what? We're actually more ready to lose our jobs. And guess what? We'll have a backup plan. However, women Oh, no, 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 no. Because guess what? Their backup plan used to be finding a good man to attach themselves to. However, that is no longer a play that they have. So, gentlemen, do not be guilted into taking on one of these absolute disasters called the modern Western woman. And for you women out there, especially you women who had no problems absolutely denigrating men because of financial reasons, you need to understand this, because it has just become the case for a lot of you. The economic power you thought you had is going out. Feminism, which is nowhere to be found in your quote unquote desperate time, has gone out right along with it. And yes, ladies, the idea of you being able to find yourself a good man, oh, no, 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 no. That option has been taken away from you by the very men that you had no problems looking down your nose at. So yes, ladies, welcome to the new environment that you had a hand in creating. There are no safety nets. There are no lifelines. Guess what? You're getting ready to suffer. It is what it is. That's all I gotta say for this one. RPM, I am out.